Now George steals a pass and heads for the other end, where he throws down the right hand. Indiana is dominating a 14-point run.
It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And welcome into the All-Star edition of Pacers Weekly. We're live on the Circle, as always, during the season in downtown Indianapolis. From 10 to 11, talking Indiana Pacers basketball with you. We've got a fantastic show lined up. More on that coming up in a moment. The break coming probably at a good time for Indiana. They've dropped six in a row after previously winning seven in a row. The Pacers sit one game over 500. So an opportunity for the players, the coaches, to get some rest, to get some time off, to try to figure things out, and to hopefully come back a bit restored once the All-Star break concludes. The Pacers have 7 days off for three of those guys. They're not going to have quite as much rest, but it's for good reason. They're being recognized down in New Orleans as part of All-Star weekend. Last night was the Rising Stars Challenge. Miles Turner took place in that. Tonight is the dunk contest. And coming up on Sunday night, of course, the All-Star game, which Paul George is in. Glenn Robinson III is part of that dunk contest, and we heard him hint that perhaps Paul might have something to do with that as well. You'll hear from Glenn Robinson coming up a little bit later in the show. He sits down with Chris Denari, goes inside Denari's den, so you will hear from the dunk contestant here in just a little bit coming up on Pacers Weekly. We'd love to hear from you as well. 317-239-1070 is the number that you can use to call in, talk Pacers basketball with us, as well as at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We are taking your questions, comments, concerns throughout the show, and we will address them. We've got three live guests coming up as well, so we can address those questions and forward them on to our experts. We mentioned Glenn Robinson III will be a part of this morning's show. We will also talk with the president and CEO of Pacer Sports and Entertainment. Rick Fuson is down in New Orleans. He is hoping, and his team is hoping, at one day here in the near future that this All-Star weekend is taking place locally here in Indianapolis. And he is heading up a group to try to make that happen, so we will get an update from Rick live. He'll join us out in New Orleans coming up a little bit later in the show on how that process is going. And you'll hear from the usuals, Mark Boyle, Eddie White, Mark Monteith. Jeremiah Johnson will join us as well. Mark Monteith is live. Jeremiah Johnson is live. So we will discuss a lot of the topics at hand for the Pacers as we head into All-Star Weekend, and as well as when the season will pick up. That will be coming up next week on February 24th, the Pacers and the Memphis Grizzlies at Bankers Life Fieldhouse when the All-Star break returns. So the good news for the Pacers, despite this recent skid, they haven't gone anywhere as it relates to the standings. They came after that seven-game winning streak. They sat in sixth position. And right now, currently in sixth position, the Pacers hold a three-game advantage on Milwaukee. Milwaukee is the first team on the outside looking in. They're in ninth position at five games under. The Pacers sitting at one game over. The Pacers just concluded their toughest, smaller stretch of scheduling. However, it's tough the rest of the way. The Pacers have the sixth toughest schedule once the All-Star break concludes, once we return on Friday, February 24th. The sixth toughest schedule in the NBA, and they have the first toughest schedule in the Eastern Conference. So they will be challenged once they get out of it, and that will begin again on Friday, February the 24th, when they host the Memphis Grizzlies. You can be inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse for that game. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there, as well as the Bankers Life box offices. And then they go on an extended road trip starting February 25th in Miami. The Pacers have five straight games on the road: Miami, Houston, San Antonio, Atlanta, and Charlotte. So certainly no gimmies on that streak. Miami is the most improved team in the NBA over the last month or two. They went on a 14-game winning streak at one point. They're back into the hunt. So the schedule for Indiana, it gets a little bit easier in that they're not playing the Clevelands of the world, but they do have San Antonio on that road trip and will still certainly remain challenging. Again, a great show lined up for you. We've got three live guests talking to Rick Fuson out in New Orleans. All that is coming up a little bit later. Coming up next, the voice of the Indiana Pacers, Mark Boyle, makes his debut on this week's show. He'll be joined by the Hall of Famer, Slick Leonard. Those two are coming up next. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Miles Turner. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
This is Pacers Weekly on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. Pacers in their all-star break right now, so much needed, so much deserved time off. Although, as we mentioned, three players down there in New Orleans right now. Miles Turner just concluding the Rising Stars Challenge. Glenn Robinson III tonight in the dunk contest. You're going to want to make sure to catch him. And, of course, Paul George takes place in the All-Star game on Sunday. More on that throughout the show. Now we go to the voice of the Indiana Pacers, Mark Boyle. He's joined by the Hall of Famer, Slick Leonard. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. The season is about two-thirds of the way through. The Pacers have had their ups, a seven-game winning streak. They've had their downs. They struggled to win right before the All-Star break, and they're a little bit over 500 as we hit the break. Do we have a good feel for this team and where it's headed?
Well, we're in a danger period. We're in a danger period coming back after the All-Star break, because Chicago's right there. These other teams are right there, a couple games behind us, and there's a playoff spot to be had. Are we going to get a playoff spot?
What do you think the likelihood of that is?
Well, I think we should. I think we should get a, looking at everybody else, there's eight spots, and I feel like we should get a playoff spot. But if things go sour, things go bad, then it's early exit in April.
Let's go way back to the preseason, because you and I looked at this team and thought the same thing. We saw a team that maybe could win 50 games and be a force in the Eastern Conference. Now, with not much time left in the schedule, it seems highly unlikely that that's going to happen. What did we see in October that we're not seeing now? I'm trying to remember why we thought that the Pacers would be that good.
Well, when we got Jeff Teague, and we felt like Miles Turner was going to have a big time improvement, which he has improved. And then the addition of Thaddeus Young, we thought that they may come up with real good seasons where they could win 50 games. But it just hasn't worked out that way, because this ball club, for whatever reason, they don't come out every night to get after it. They don't come out every night to get after it, and their rebounding is really weak. And then when they have nights where they don't show up at the defensive end of the floor, then they're in trouble.
There have been some bright spots, so let's talk about some of those. You mentioned Miles Turner, and he has improved. Do we have a good enough feel for his game now so that we might project him 3 or 4 years down the road? How good can he be?
Well, I think that he'll show constant improvement. I think they're going to have to make a decision, Mark. Is he going to be a center or is he going to be a big forward? When they finally say, hey, well, of course, is he going to be a center or forward? We've got to get a center. We've got to get a center. And so if in fact he's going to be a forward, then there's things he's got to do going out on the floor. He can shoot out there, but he's going to have to be able to lay the ball on the floor, reverse turns, go up with the jumpers and that type of thing. But it remains to be seen, what position is this guy going to play?
We know what position Jeff Teague is going to play. He's the point guard. Now, we were all excited when he was acquired, and then he really struggled at the start of the season. Played poorly, I think it's not unfair to say. But over the last several weeks, he's been very good, possibly even better than advertised, no?
Well, early in the season, early, let's say the first 10 ball games, I was concerned about him. But then he got it together, and really, he's had a real good year. He's done everything that they've asked him to do. He's not a great defender, but he sees the floor. He's a good passer. He can score. He's had a good year.
And then there's Paul George, who is the best player on the team, a player that management thought they could build around, and I'm sure still does think that. Only 26 years old. It seems to me that he's a really, really good player, but just slightly below the elite guys like Kawhi Leonard and players like that. Can he still get to that level?
Well, that's a pretty good question right there. I think there's some things he's got to take out of his game. You say, well, can he work on it and become a good passer? If he learns how to pick his spots on the passing instead of trying to make passes that can't be made because he throws the ball away, and right now he's not a good passer. This year, I watch him very closely. His concentration from game to game at the defensive end isn't always the same. Some nights he'll really go after somebody, and he can play defense. He can play good defense. And then other nights, he kind of relaxes a little bit. So there's parts of his game that he can improve, but he's not at that level yet where he's a superstar or anything like that.
That's Slick Leonard. Always good to catch up with the Hall of Famer, which we do from time to time here on Pacers Weekly. Pacers in the All-Star break. Off until Friday when Memphis comes to town. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Slick, thank you. Again, the dunk contest is coming up tonight. Glenn Robinson III will look to be the second Pacer ever to win the current dunk contest format. Fred Jones won it. Darnell Hillman won it way back in the day when it was a completely different format. They were having dunk contests before regular season games. So second or third, depending on your perspective, he'll try to win it tonight. And coming up next, he goes inside Denary's Den. That's next on Pacers Weekly.
It takes years of hard work, dedication, and practice to make it to the NBA. But did you know that over 30% of NBA players have experience playing or started their careers in the NBA D League? Just like the players with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Now's your chance to see these professional players as they begin their journey toward the NBA. And you don't have to go to Fort Wayne to see them play. Catch all the Fort Wayne Mad Ants games live on Facebook Live. For a schedule of games or more information on Facebook Live, visit FortWayneMadAnts.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Aaron Brooks. We are proud that the Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
We're back on Pacers Weekly, 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. All-Star Weekend going on down in New Orleans. Miles Turner taking part in the Rising Stars Challenge last night. It's not a brand new format, but it's, if you knew the rookie sophomores game, it's what that has evolved into. It's young players, and they put Team USA against the world, and the world was victorious. 150-141, that was last night. Miles Turner chipped in 12 points and 4 rebounds for Team USA. So tonight it's Glenn Robinson the III's turn. He's in the dunk contest, and he's inside Denary's den.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Saturday night, the dunk contest in New Orleans, and one of the participants, the Pacers' own Glenn Robinson. I know you got to be excited.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. You know, something I always dreamed about, and now having this opportunity, you know, I'm just take full advantage of it and have fun.
How do you prepare for something like this? You know, it's different than game competition.
Right. You know, it's tough to prepare. You know, we got so many games, don't got a lot of time, but just trying to think of ideas and not wear myself out, you know, while doing it, and just have fun with it. You know, my adrenaline's going to be going. I got a lot of people supporting me and watching, and I'm definitely going to represent for the team and for Indiana.
Have you gone to YouTube or watched some of the older dunk contests or thought about some of the dunks that maybe you've performed in practice or in a game situation?
Yeah, I have, you know, but I'm really just trying to bring something new, you know, to the contest, you know, bring something exciting, something that the fans haven't seen yet, you know, and I got that in store, and like I said, I'm just have fun with it.
I know you know about Aaron Gordon. He went toe-to-toe with Zach LaVine a year ago, and then a big guy, DeAndre Jordan. What do you expect from those two?
A lot, but, you know, I think another sleeper besides me is Derrick Jones
right.
Jr., you know, and I think that my prediction, you know, it's going to be me and him in the finals. We're going to see. But like I said, I'm going to just have fun. The adrenaline is going to be going. A lot of people there. My first time at All-Star. And just take advantage of it and just have fun.
When the NBA reached out, was this a no-brainer? I mean, this was something you've dreamed about for a long time?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I dreamed about it. And like I said, you know, I couldn't say no to the opportunity. And, you know, did my best to prepare. You know, got some fun things and some new stuff that the fans haven't seen.
All right, you've got Miles Turner and you've got Paul George in the building. Could we maybe see somebody helping you out as an asset during the dunk contest?
Nah, I don't want to use them. Yeah,
all right.
I don't want to use them. They, you know, we not that cool. I don't want to use either one of them.
All right, we'll be looking forward to it. Congratulations, Glenn, and bring home a win.
All right, thanks.
All right, Glenn Robinson III, back to you, Pat.
All right, Chris and Glenn, thank you. I like that. Glenn with a little bit of a prediction. He's predicting he and Derrick Jones Jr., who can seriously dunk. If you've not seen his highlights, check those out on YouTube. He's not a household name, and who knows if he will be, but in terms of dunking, he can certainly bring it. Of course, Aaron Gordon and DeAndre Jordan also taking place in that competition. It is tonight. You can watch Glenn Robinson III try to win the dunk contest and bring the hardware back to the Indiana Pacers. Well, coming up next, we go around the house. Eddie White, well, in some ways, Eddie kind of is a mayor, and this time he tracked down the mayor. Joe Hogsett, Eddie White, they're coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
NBA League Pass. Let's go! Your courtside seats in the action from around the league.
Curry deep three.
See it happen live. Catch the games on your TV and computer. Stream them on your devices with the new NBA app. Watch live games from wherever you are.
Oh, you don't like that. You don't like NBA basketball.
Every NBA night is a can't-miss night. To order NBA League Pass, go to nba.com/leaguepass. Call 855-NBA-LPLP or contact your TV service provider.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The tour. Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale. Available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
This is Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. We're live on The Circle. I'm Pat Boylan. Bankers Life Fieldhouse announcing that Billy Joel will visit Indianapolis as part of his upcoming tour. He's scheduled for November 3rd at the Fieldhouse. The mayor on hand to help present. Eddie White on hand to track down the mayor. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. Sometimes you go around the house. Some days are bigger than others, and this one is a big one. This is the big kahuna. This is the big shot. The mayor. Mayor Joe, what are you doing here, brother?
Oh, I'm glad to be back at Bankers Life for yet another good announcement. You know, today we were able to promote the big concert that will take place on the 3rd of November, where Billy Joel will be back in the house. He's always been a big draw in Indianapolis. To have it at this kind of an intimate setting and to be able to hear his repertoire and catalog of songs, I think will be just another wonderful entertainment option for the people of the city of Indianapolis.
You have done so much to build this city already. I mean, you're out there. You are a man of the people. You are out there, whatever is going on. And you see the vision of not only sports, but entertainment, education. It takes a lot to build a great community, and you need, I guess it's culture, and you need that stuff.
Yeah, in the area of economic development, everyone today is talking about how we attract and retain the most talented people to our city. And the way you do that is to give them as many options for not only culture and arts and entertainment and sports. Obviously, you have to have a nice quality of life and a reasonable value in terms of what they enjoy. But the point is that the more options and the more amenities that a community can provide, the more we're going to grow economically. And Indianapolis is on a great trajectory, and we're going to keep it going.
This latest thing, we're having a heck of a year this year with concerts at Bankers Life. But this latest news with Billy Joel, this guy's going playing baseball stadiums. For him to come here and play an arena, this gives the Hoosiers a really, like you said, an intimate setting. And it adds to what you're talking about, where this is a place people want to live.
Yeah, and this is a particularly unique venue. And concerts are held here. I know that this year will be a great year for concerts because Bruno Mars will be here. Obviously, now with today's announcement, Lady Gaga coming to town. It just really shows that Indianapolis is a world-class city that is at the top of everyone's list. You know, there was a day, Eddie, when, you know, top talent acts wouldn't come to Indianapolis. Well, now they're really fighting to come here, and Billy Joel wants to do it at Bankers Life, not at Lucas Oil, not at a bigger venue. He wants that intimacy, and I think the fans will enjoy it.
What I like about you is you have the vision to make this locally the great place to live, but you also have a global vision. You know how important it is for Indianapolis to be relevant towards the globe and the globe towards Indianapolis, whether it's this wonderful race that we have over on 16th Street, the Colts, what they've done, the Pacers, the Indians, and part of that is the global games, and one of them is basketball, and this weekend is All-Star Basketball Weekend, and there's a lot of people in Indianapolis that want that All-Star game to come here to Indianapolis. You know, we always say in 49 states it's just basketball, but this is Indiana. Well, this is where that All-Star game should come. What would that mean for you, and how proud would you be if, boom, they say the All-Star game, it's coming to Indianapolis?
I don't think there's a bigger announcement that could be made. I mean, obviously, we've hosted a Super Bowl. We do a great job whenever NCAA men's and women's Final Fours come to Indianapolis. But to host the NBA All-Star Game, which we have done on a couple of occasions before, but never in this building, it would be wonderful. And that's why I'm glad that a team of Indianapolis representatives will be in New Orleans this weekend for the NBA All-Star Game, waving the flag and promoting Indianapolis. And it looks like it's a very realistic possibility that Indianapolis could be named as the All-Star Game host for 2021. That would be an economic shot in the arm that would be in the millions of dollars, if not maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars, for our city. So it's an important priority for the city, and we're going to put our best foot forward this weekend in New Orleans.
Mary Jo, I can't thank you enough. You are so busy. If you take time to spend it with us for a bit here, we're so proud of you. And I got to ask you, wrapping up here, is the magnitude of being mayor. I mean, is it what you thought it was going to be? I mean, the responsibility. You got people that relying on you, you know, and the beauty of our community is it's all colors. You know, and I love about Indianapolis is Republicans and Democrats come together like no, maybe no other city. And you have this responsibility, and you've embraced it, and people have embraced you. Well, you got to have a special feeling inside.
Well, and I'll just say this. Eddie, first of all, the pace of being mayor is a relentless. I mean, it's a 24/7, 365 job. So for those listeners out there, if you've ever thought about running for mayor, multiply that times 10 and then you'll get in the ballpark. But you said it best. I mean, Indianapolis is a unique place for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which is regardless of political party, at the local level, we come together here in Indianapolis and do the right thing and get things done. And the truth is, that has been our history over the last 50 years. You know, when Indianapolis sets its mind to accomplishing something, whether it's bringing a Super Bowl to Indianapolis, whether it's building Eskenazi Hospital downtown, you know, I don't care what the goal is. When this community decides it's going to do something, it gets it done. And you cannot say that in many other places in the United States.
Mary Jo Hogsett, you are the best. We wish you the best. God bless you. Thanks so much for being on Around the House with us.
It's always my pleasure, and I'll do it anytime you want me, Eddie.
How about that, Patrick? The mayor said he'll come on our show anytime we want him. He's the best. Back to you, Patrick.
All right, Mayor Jo Hogsett and Eddie White, thank you. Eddie White always tracking down the big names, and that's certainly the case this week. You heard them discussing a little bit about the All-Star break that is currently happening right now, about potentially getting one of those back to Indianapolis. Well, coming up next, we talk to the perfect person to discuss that. Pacers Sports and Entertainment President and CEO Rick Fuson. He is down in New Orleans helping Indianapolis eventually prepare their bid for hosting an All-Star game. And Rick Fuson will join us live next. That's coming up on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com.
Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Coming off their successful sold-out tour, the Lumineers return for more. The Cleopatra World Tour continues. Friday, March 10th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The Lumineers, on the road in support of their new album, Cleopatra. Available everywhere. Two-time Grammy-nominated artists, The Lumineers. Friday, March 10th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. With special guests, Kaleo and Susto. Tickets on sale now at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office, Ticketmaster, or call 800-745-3000. Keep in touch at thelumineers.com. Don't miss your chance to see the Lumineers live. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Live.
We're back on Pacers Weekly, 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. We're live here on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan. Joining us live, Pacers Sports and Entertainment President Rick Fuson. He's down in New Orleans. Rick, appreciate your time. First and foremost, what's the atmosphere like down there for All-Star Weekend?
You know, it's really great. It's beautiful weather, and certainly New Orleans certainly knows how to put on an event. I'm sitting here at the hotel looking out over the river, and it's a beautiful day, but they're doing a great job.
A really good opportunity for Pacers fans to follow All-Star Weekend. Indiana has three guys down there. We saw Miles Turner taking part in the Rising Stars Challenge. That was last night. Glenn Robinson III will take part in the dunk contest tonight. And, of course, Paul George as part of the All-Star game. Good to see some familiar faces down there.
Oh, no, it's great. You know, these guys they come down here, and I think they have a little bit of fun, and it's good for them to be with the other players around the league and get recognized for their great talents. And it's just good to have Pacer folks down here and also Mad Ants folks, too. So the D-League, now called the Gatorade League, you know, All-Star game today, and the slam dunk and all. So it's great to be part of it.
Pacer Sports and Entertainment President Rick Fuson is our guest. Rick, you and many people have been public in your efforts to try to bring this All-Star weekend here to Indianapolis. How much of your visit down there is learning and ultimately your pitch to bring the All-Star game up here?
Well, I think that's really why we're here as well. We have a group that includes Ryan Vaughn from Indiana Sports Corporation and Winter Hoops from Visit Indy and a number of other folks. And I think it gives us the opportunity to be seen to show the NBA and the folks that were really serious about it. You know, we had the All-Star game in 1985, haven't had it since then. It's a long time ago. It's changed dramatically. It's exponentially bigger. So we really want to see how different cities do it. We were in Toronto last year. We obviously New Orleans this year. You know, bid will go in April, and then we'll see what happens. But with her being the longest standing owner in the league, we're hopeful that makes a significant difference, and we hope for 2021, and it'll be a great opportunity for the city.
When you and the team were out in London, Adam Silver had some strong words, some positive words, saying, quote, "I know they're very interested. We're talking about some of the logistics and what year might even be the possibility for that," saying all those things need to be worked through, but I think it's highly likely that we will return to Indianapolis for an All-Star game in the future. Someone in your position, to hear those words from someone like him, what does that mean?
Oh, there's no question. That's great. You know, he is a great leader of our league and continues to do great work both nationally and internationally. And, you know, when he speaks, we all listen. And he carries himself so very well. He's done a great job. He's been there many, many years, been commissioner the last few years. And when he kind of, I don't know that he gave us a wink, but I think he said strong. He has a great admiration for Herb, and hopefully his words will come true.
So as you and your contingent are down there in New Orleans, what are some of the things, maybe a little more specifically, that you are looking at? Is it ideas to bring up here? Is it conversations and relationships that you're building? Specifically, what are some of the things that you guys are trying to take care of while you're down there?
Well, all those things. You know, we look at how the volunteers dress, where the volunteers are, how the hotel signage looks, what the transportation is in getting people to and from the arena and the other events that are going on. We look at the parties they have, the receptions they have, to the extent of what the decor is and who the people are that come to it. We were at a function last night. The owners of the Pelicans had a function at a beautiful place in New Orleans, and they had a lot of their political and social leaders from New Orleans. So it's a mixture of NBA folks and the local folks. And so you kind of got to get a feel for exactly what the NBA folks think, what people from other teams think, and the guests that are here for the game, and also the local folks. So it's looking at everything from the time you get off the airplane until the games, and look at the setup and where the TV compound is, and how it all fits together. And so you have to know every detail, and so big now. That's nothing like it was in 1985, so it's relearning every different city you go to.
But I know this is something that you have been talking about for a while, something you've been working on for a while. We were talking to you this time last year out in Toronto, but it seems like things have really progressed over the last year. Are you happy with the progression of how things have come along as it relates to this specifically?
Yes, I'm very, very happy. We have a good group of folks together that's kind of the steering committee that's gotten going in the last few months, and we're all working feverishly to make sure we know what all the costs are, all the things we have to do. And so I'm very happy with the project. I look forward to getting our bid in and detailed conversations with the league. And hopefully we'll be able to announce it one of these days that it's going to come to Indianapolis and be another banner day for our city and for our franchise.
Pacers Sports and Entertainment President Rick Fuson, he's out in New Orleans. Rick, certainly appreciate your time this morning and enjoy your time down there.
Thanks, friend. Take care. Have a good day.
All right, that's a thanks to Rick Fuson for joining us and shedding some light on the Pacers' bid to have the All-Star Game come to Indianapolis, certainly seeming hopeful and hopeful for the near future that when we're talking about the All-Star Game on this show, we're talking about events happening right down the street. Well, we got a lot more Pacers Weekly coming up for you. We will talk next with Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. He joins the show live. This is Pacers Weekly.
It takes years of hard work, dedication, and practice to make it to the NBA. But did you know that over 30% of NBA players have experience playing or started their careers in the NBA D League? Just like the players with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Now's your chance to see these professional players as they begin their journey toward the NBA. And you don't have to go to Fort Wayne to see them play. Catch all the Fort Wayne Mad Ants games live on Facebook Live. For a schedule of games or more information on Facebook Live, visit FortWayneMadAnts.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org.
Pacers Weekly continues on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. You can tweet us in your questions. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers. We will forward those over to Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson. It's Mark Monteith with us now, Pacers.com writer. Mark, easy to have a frustrated tone, a frustrated feeling heading into this All-Star break. Certainly dropping six in a row is nowhere near what the Pacers were hoping for, especially considering they had previously won seven in a row. First of a two-part question, important to look at the first half from a more macro view, and if so, what do you see when you do that?
Yeah, you do have to look at the entirety of the season so far. They're one game over 500. That is not as good as I thought they would be at this time. Not way below it. I mean, I predicted 50 wins, so I'm not going to deny that all of a sudden. But I think we would all agree we expected a little bit more than what they've shown so far. I think we all knew there would be growing pains with all the new players and a new head coach. So we'll see what happens from here. You know, last year they won 45. You may know they were probably about the same place last year at this time as they are now, and they finished strong. I think this team will finish better, but certainly some things they need to improve on. You know, I don't think I've ever seen a Pacer team win seven and then lose six, have consecutive streaks that long. And it's a little bit puzzling, but you know, they've kind of lost their mojo right now. They got to get that back when they come back for the break.
Yeah, they were on similar ground last year. They were 28-25 heading into the All-Star break, which in fairness took place earlier last year, and had it taken place at that point this year, the Pacers would actually have a better record than that. It's just that the All-Star break was about a week later this year. When you look at reasons, though, you know, at one point the Pacers were 29-22, and then it almost seemed like they were back on track, and perhaps for those prognostications like you were talking about. When you look for the reasons why there has been some slippage when the losing streaks have happened, are there common themes that you're seeing?
Well, not really, because at times it's defense, and at times their defense is good, and then at times, you know, their offense doesn't produce as well. Rebounding is kind of a constant issue. I would say recently they just kind of lost their mojo. You can call it fatigue. You know, Paul George talks about being exhausted and everything, but I don't know. I mean, other teams around the league don't seem to be as fatigued. I know every team has its own set of circumstances, but they certainly looked fatigued in that loss to Washington on Thursday, and I have no doubt that the break will do them good. It's kind of funny, Pat, the last three home games leading into the break have been bad for the Pacers. You know, last year they had a 22-point loss to Charlotte. 2 years ago they actually won at New Orleans before the break, but 3 years ago they had a bad performance and a loss to Dallas leading into the break, and then they had that game on Thursday. I guess the good news is that those last two home court losses leading into the break, when they came back, they won. And this team, at least until recently, has responded to its weaker performances with victories, and it'll be interesting to see what they have coming out of that break, you know, playing Memphis next Friday. So the trend, I guess, though, is that they have responded well to their down moments. I think they will be re-energized. I think it's a good time to have a home game, and we'll see where they go from there.
From a player-by-player perspective, Mark, I think most people would be pretty pleased in general with what they've seen from both year two of Miles Turner and year one as a Pacer, Jeff Teague. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no question. You know, Miles Turner still looks like he's 20 years old at times, but you cannot argue that he's such a promising player. You know, for his production for his age is outstanding, and we know that he's going to do nothing but get better. His work ethic is proven, and his energy level is good. He's one of the more emotional guys on the team, and that's a good thing. So no doubts about what his future is going to be in my mind. He needs to develop a post-up game somehow. I'm surprised that at this stage of his career, he really doesn't seem to know what to do when he gets the ball around the basket and often puts up an awkward shot. But I have to believe he'll be working on that in the off seasons. And then, yeah, Jeff Teague, you know, although hasn't played as well lately, he's doing exactly what they brought him here to do. You know, he gets into the lane, he penetrates, he's got incredible quickness. His shooting is improving. You know, he got off to that bad start, but from that point forward, he was shooting better. So if you ignore just the last game or two, or the, you know, the last week when he didn't play as well overall, and he's been good. And I think he's been exactly what they expected him to be.
And when you look at the blocks category, right now Turner is third in the NBA behind Rudy Gobert and Anthony Davis. It's good company to be with. He's ahead of guys like Hassan Whiteside, Kristaps Porzingis, Brooke Lopez, DeAndre Jordan, Kevin Durant, Serge Ibaka. He's in really good company as it relates to blocks per game. You know, Mark, our job isn't to go down the rumor mill or anything like that, but with the trade deadline coming up, we've had a lot of questions even this morning regarding the trade deadline. A little less specifically, I guess. One thing I know you've talked about a lot is a lot of times when you hear rumors, they're not necessarily true, especially as it relates to the Pacers. And typically every time in the past that you've seen a deal go down, it hasn't been one that has been rumored. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been around this team now for a couple of decades, and I've never seen one of these rumors come true. Kind of when Jalen Rose was traded to Chicago for Brad Miller and Ron Artest in that deal, but that was because one of the Chicago Tribune reporters was actually involved in making the deal, and that one got out. But generally, the ones that happen never get out, except maybe the day before it happens, that type of thing, right before. But the rumors you hear now that might happen next week, you know, very unlikely to happen. You know, my thing is that the trades that are rumored don't happen. The trades that do happen are not rumored, and that's certainly been the case with the Pacers over the years. If you think back on the trades that have been made around the deadline, you know, we weren't talking about them a week or so before they happened. You know, they just kind of come out of the blue. So, you know, you could rest assured that Larry Bird or nobody else in the Pacer front office is leaking what they're thinking of doing regarding trades. Those rumors usually come, if they come from any credible source at all, they're from an agent or maybe from somebody from another team who has heard what another team might be doing and they tell a reporter. But really, I would not put much stock in the specific rumors you hear. Now, certainly, I would not be at all surprised if the Pacers do make some kind of a trade next week. This is not a finished product, the roster. This is not what Larry Bird has been aiming for. This is kind of what he's starting from. So, a trade would not surprise me at all. But as far as specific things you might hear, I would not put too much stock in that.
And another player, Mark, who's been on an uptick, a potential promising part here of this second half, the play of Monte Ellis off the bench.
Yeah, you know, at times this year he has not looked very good, and you wonder, is he just done? You know, I thought he started the season well, and then he kind of went into a period where he wasn't as productive, and then he got hurt, and that opened the door for Glenn Robinson. But over the last at least six games, I know he's averaging double figures and shooting better than 50% from the field, and he's been the guy most active out there. He's been the guy attacking the basket, creating for other people or getting shots for himself, had a few impressive dunks that we haven't seen from him in a while. So he's been good, and he's the one guy on this team who shows the consistent energy that you want to see. I see him talking to teammates during huddles. He's the guy when the players huddle before the start of the game after the introduction of the starting lineups, is out there saying something. So you cannot have any complaints about Monte Ellis right now. You know, he's 31 years old, I think. And if he can continue to play at the level he's been at for the last couple weeks, that's a real asset to have coming off the bench.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, a little bit of time off here for the All-Star game. What do the fans have to look forward to on Pacers.com?
Well, there's three people from the staff in New Orleans, so you're going to see a lot of video, a lot of comments from the three Pacers who were down there, and there's a lot to look forward to. I know they've already been posting things, and there will be a lot of content over the next few days on the website, no question about it.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, we will talk to you, I guess, next Friday night as part of the pregame show as the Pacers take on the Grizzlies at home, a 7 o'clock tip. Mark, thanks for your time here this morning.
Okay, thanks, Pat. Take care.
All right, coming up next, Jeremiah Johnson, Pacers TV host and sideline reporter, joins us live. He'll wrap up Pacers Weekly at Conversation is next.
Catch summer fever with your Indiana Fever. In May, the Indiana Fever will begin their 18th season in the WNBA. They would like to include you on their roster. Buy a Fan's Choice 5-game pack for just $105. You choose the games based on your schedule and get access to special events to meet your favorite Fever players. The fun begins in May. Call today and get your Fever Fan's Choice 5-game pack. Call 317-917-2528.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com.
Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
It's a sold-out crowd here, folks. This game could be an NBA classic. These two teams.
The Andersons got tickets to the game? How'd they get tickets?
Did you try NBATickets.com?
But the game is sold out.
The games are never sold out at NBATickets.com.
Never?
Yep, and they're never fake.
Your dad's a genius. Grab the keys. We're going to the game.
Always available, always 100% authentic. NBATickets.com, the official ticket marketplace of the NBA.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is LaVoy Allen. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Wrapping up Pacers Weekly here on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Joining us is Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson. Jeremiah, first and foremost, I know this stretch of schedule going into the All-Star break has been pretty crazy. A lot of road games, a lot of road home, back-to-backs. Good to have a couple of days off?
Definitely is good. I woke up this morning and knowing that I didn't really have anything to do yesterday, I thought, you know, where's the game tonight or what do I have to prep for? And it took me a few minutes to realize, nope, this weekend's completely free. And I do have to admit that it feels pretty good. And I think, not to make any excuses for anyone because it's been a rough couple of weeks for the players, but I think the break comes at a time that everyone needs a chance to get away and kind of focus on something else for a few days and then get back to business later this week.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. Was just asking this same question to Mark Monteith. Curious on your take. Personally, I think, you know, pretty important when you look at this pre-All-Star break slate to look at it with a bigger picture view. Of course, the recent week and a half or so has been a little bit of a struggle. When you look at the season to this point, what sticks out the most to you?
Just the fact that they're still searching, I think. And, you know, I remember back after that game against the Knicks, it was so frustrating to think of kind of where they were and how they constantly were still saying that they were kind of trying to figure something out. And then you won seven games in a row, and you thought, wow, you know, this is a team that maybe could do something, you know, special and put a little run together. And then over the last six games, it's still searching a little bit. So I think it's just been one where they just – they're missing a piece, maybe. They're just missing something. And through 55 games, I don't know that you can confidently say they're going to just magically find it. But I think the break, getting away a little bit, could help. And if they tweak the roster at all in the next week or so, maybe that could be something. You heard Paul George referencing needing a spark. And I think that's accurate. I think that everyone's just trying to figure out where that spark could come from.
One thing we've talked about, whether it's been on the Sideline Guys podcast as a part of Pacers Weekly or really wherever it is the rebounding. And that's something I think when you look at themes this season, when the Pacers have rebounded decently, even when they've lost the rebounding battle, but it's just not really hurt them, typically they've won. But a lot of times they've really struggled in that rebounding battle, and a lot of times I think that's part of the reason why they've had these struggles. Would you agree with that?
I agree, and sometimes you just need one player on the floor that's, you know, that's thinking rebounding as their top priority, and the Pacers don't really have that at this point. And back to your previous question, I do think it is worth mentioning, and we talked about it a little bit on the broadcast on Wednesday or on Thursday about Thaddeus Young and his impact, and basically over the last couple of weeks, the team has really missed him on the floor, but I've noticed that some, you know, they missed him off the floor as well. I was watching him practice earlier this week or last week, late last week, and he was on the exercise bike trying to work on some conditioning. And he's actually one of the guys that breaks the huddle at the end of every practice. They say 1, 2, 3 together, and he's the one that leads that. And he was on the exercise bike when the team was breaking the huddle, and they looked over to him, and he yelled from across the floor, together, 1, 2, 3 together. And, you know, that just kind of stood out to me a little bit, is that they're missing what he brings on the floor. They're missing some of the intangibles that he brings as well. And when he comes back, I do think it's going to be one of those things, you know, sometimes someone gets somebody back at the trade deadline and they say, well, that's the biggest acquisition you could have. And that's what a couple of years ago the thought was, that Paul George, if he came back, he could really help them be better than anyone they could acquire. But I think Thaddeus Young comes back. He helps the rebounding. He helps the defense a little bit. But someone has to just make it their determination that they're going to get every rebound. And I know it's difficult and it's frustrating for the coaching staff, but the rebounding issues, the second chance opportunities, those have really been costly to the Pacers.
Do you feel like they miss the athleticism too on offense and defense from Thad?
For sure. And you look at the numbers about the way the Pacers had defended the three-point shot prior to him being injured and where they have gone since then. They're 29th in the NBA in that time that Thaddeus Young has been out of the lineup, and they were 6th in the NBA up to that point. So there are going to be some matchup problems because there's not really anyone on the Pacers that plays that four position quite like Thaddeus. And then if you have LaVoy Allen out as well, I mean, your two rotation power forwards at least had been up to that point, they're out of the mix. So that's a little bit of an issue. And some of these games they're losing, they're in it late, and there may be a possession here or a possession there, and I think those could make a big difference. So Thaddeus's versatility is missed, and I think that we've seen this team with the big three, their big three of Miles Turner, Paul George, and Jeff Teague. When those three guys are playing well, it's a really good team. If one of them isn't playing as well or not scoring as much, you need someone else to step up, and when you have a guy like Thaddeus out of the mix, it definitely hurts things.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. JJ, we've got about a minute here. The next time we're talking to you, you guys will be out in Miami. The season will have restarted. There will have been the Memphis game in between. So while I understand you haven't totally prepared for that Memphis game coming up on Friday, maybe just a big picture look at some of the focuses Fox Sports Indiana's pregame show and broadcast will have here as we hit the tail end of the season coming back on Feb 24.
Well, it is crazy to think that there are only 11 home games, and of those 11 home games, I believe there are 3 Hickory games and 2 Decade games. So of the 11 home games, there's a pretty good chance that the pregame coverage, the halftime coverage, will have some feel honoring someone. And I look forward on Friday to maybe being able to pay tribute to the great Marion Giant teams, the teams that won 3 consecutive state championships. I remembered once as a kid going to watch them play in the regionals, and it was kind of my goal to always make it to the Marion Regional back in the single class days, and never was able to accomplish that. But we'll pay tribute to them, and also a special treat for some of the Purdue fans. Brian Cardinal will fill in for Eddie Gill on Friday, so we're going to get a couple of pregame appearances as an analyst from Brian Cardinal. So look forward to seeing what he has to offer and share, and you get maybe a little bit of a different perspective. Eddie's done a great job. A couple of games he was unable to work, and so we've enlisted in the help of a Boilermaker fan favorite. So Brian Cardinal will be on Friday night.
Jeremiah Johnson, thanks for your time. Enjoy the brief time off.
Okay, you too, Pat.
All right, that wraps it up for Pacers Weekly. The dunk contest tonight, the All-Star game tomorrow. You can catch a couple of Pacers there. Thanks to our producer, David Deering. I'm Pat Boylan. That wraps up Pacers Weekly. Trisha Whitaker and Chris Hagan are next.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Coming off their successful sold-out tour, the Lumineers return for more. The Cleopatra World Tour continues. Friday, March 10th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The Lumineers. On the road in support of their new album, Cleopatra. Available everywhere. Two-time Grammy-nominated artists, The Lumineers. Friday, March 10th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. With special guests, Kaleo and Susto. Tickets on sale now at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office, Ticketmaster, or call 800-745-3000. Keep in touch at thelumineers.com. Don't miss your chance to see the Lumineers live. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Live.